Tyria reassured him calmly.
Oh, I wouldn't call him mad exactly. Let's say he's a beast of many parts. I've seen him as a shrewd chieftain, a sea otter pirate, and a regimental major. But one thing you may rest assured of, he's not stupid. That hare is a legend among his kind, a master of strategy, and the most perilous warrior in all Salamandastron. I trust my life to him any day of the season.
Colin chuckled.
So now he's a wild hunting badger, eh? Well, I'd hate to be the full beast that has to face him.
Banya tweaked the big fellow's whiskers.
But you ain't no hunting badger, Mr. Galedeep. Come on up with you. You're a log finder now. Queen Tyria has to have a raft that won't let us down. So move your carcass.
Tyria squeezed Banya's paw fondly.
I like the way you dish out orders. Maybe I'd do well to appoint you my assistant-in-chief, Banya.
Colin heaved himself up, pulling a wry face.
Wait till you meet my missus, Diderot. You'll make her a chief, too. She's good at giving orders, I can tell you.
As the night wore steadily on, Tyria sat alone on the lakeside. She made ready for the dawn, buffing her breastplate, polishing the coronet, and carefully brushing her short velvet cloak. After folding her cloak, she laid the regalia on it. Next, she checked her sling and storm pouch. Rummaging about amid the pebbles, she came across something she had almost forgotten. It was the vicious star-shaped iron missile which Brother Perrant had extracted from Pandion's beak. Tyria recalled the vow she had made to return it to the foe-beast. She loaded it into the tongue of the sling which Lord Mandoral had made for her, thinking back to when it had all started. The day she and her three friends had rescued the osprey from the rat gang. It seems so long ago now. A wave of nostalgia crept over the otter maid. For those she'd held dear, her father, Brink, Giri, Tribsy, Brinty, Friar Bibble, Sister Snowdrop, and old Quelt. She reflected on the many faithful companions she had been brought up with, the funny little Dibbons, and her best Lysian, so young yet so wise, and of course, her beautiful home, Redwall Abbey. Would she ever see it again? The otter maid sniffed, wiping a paw across her eyes, and reflecting on the destiny fate had thrust upon her. Rulaine, High Queen of Green Isle. All those otter clans with so much faith and trust in her, and she, a single otter maid, with the task of freeing them from the tyranny of a foe beast who revelled in cruelty and brutality. What would Martin the Warrior have done in her place? Tyria lay down to sleep. Staring up at the star-strewn skies, she remembered Sergeant O'Crag telling her that they were the spirits of brave warriors. Through the mists of descending sleep, Martin's voice drifted into her dreams.
You ask what I would do in your place, Tyria? I would do the same thing you are about to do. It is called the right thing.
This ends Disc 9.